KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
It's time for the fish report here on KSDP. We have a harvest summary for the Alaska Peninsula with most fish harvested on the north side, as well as chignik harvest, chignik escapement, and escapement across the peninsula, along with some Bristol Bay numbers where they hit the 1.4 million fish harvest mark for the day, so it has begun. For the Alaska Peninsula, on June 25th, 2025, 43,000 sockeye were harvested across the area. That's 629,000 to date. 1,000 chum were harvested as well. The totals for the districts, Shingon Islands had no new fish harvested yesterday, but the South Unimak had 1,000 sockeye reported for a total of 297,000. Nelson Lagoon had 10,000 sockeye harvested and delivered for a total of 58,000 to date. And Port Muller to Outer Port Hyden, 34,000. They're now at 174,000 to date. Going over to the harvest summary for chignik, 21,000 sockeye harvested in chignik yesterday for a running total now of 58,900 to date. Most of that in Chignik Bay, 54,000 sockeye have been harvested in Chignik Bay, and the Central District had 4,500 fish harvested. Looking at the Alaska Peninsula for the Weir Report, yesterday 6,100 sockeye went up the Chignik River. They're at 182,000 to date. Starting to see a couple of years in the last 10 catch up a little bit, but we're still pretty far ahead of those years. Starting to lag behind 2017 and 2016, though, where they had about a quarter million each in those 2 years. 21,000 sockeye up the Nelson River. They're at 114,000. The next biggest year was last year, where by now they were at 34,000. But looking at 2023, 19,000, 1,800 in 2022. Even 2017 and 2016, they were at 16,000 and 7,000, respectively. 2,600 up the Bear River for a total of 23,000 to date, and that's kind of the midpoint of where they've been the last 10. Illinik had 760 fish up the Weir for a total of 16,000. 15 up Oceanoy for a total now of 758,000, trailing only 2016, which had 966. Illyuk had 3 fish up the Weir for a total of 64 to date, and that's much more than the last 10 years. Now for Bristol Bay, they're at 1.4 million fish harvested yesterday for June the 25th. That makes them a total of 3.6 million to date, and most of that was caught in the Nushagik. The Ugashik had 116,000 for a total of 574,000, 114,000 at Egigik for a total of 482,000, 1.2 million at Nushagik, they're at 2.5 million to date there, and 2,600 over at Togiak for a total of 8,800 to date. Again, cumulative harvest so far this year in Bristol Bay, 3.6 million. And that will do it for the fish report here on KSDP. This report was brought to you by the Aleut Corporation. Stay tuned for more great programming coming up right now.
It's time now for your community window here on KSDP. Starting with job openings, the QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, a financial director, and an administrative assistant. The City of Sandpoint is hiring a part-time pull-tab sales assistant and a mechanic. The King Cove Department of Public and Safety is looking to hire a certified police officer. Interested applicants can contact the King Cove PD at 907-497-2210. APIA is hiring an equal caseworker for Sandpoint and a lead Head Start teacher for King Cove. EATS is hiring a behavior health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They're also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for Falls Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk / janitor for Cold Bay. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day. It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset, starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory today. Today, northeast winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet with rain. Tonight, northeast winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. And Friday, north winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, today northwest winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. Tonight, north winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. And Friday, north winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, today northwest winds 10 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. And Friday, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. Port Hyden and Nelson Lagoon, today north winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight, north winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. And Friday, north winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, today northwest winds 10 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight, north winds 10 knots, seas 4 feet. And Friday, north winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, scattered showers mainly after 4 p.m. Cloudy with highs near 52. Northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, scattered showers mainly before 7 p.m. Cloudy with lows near 45. Northwest winds around 5 to 10 miles per hour. And Friday, scattered showers mainly before 10 a.m. Mostly cloudy with highs near 54. Northwest winds around 10 miles an hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 2:51 a.m. at 8 foot 3 inches. A low at 10:09, a minus tide of 2 feet 7 inches. A high at 4:57 p.m. at 5 foot 10 inches. And a low at 9:48 at 2 feet 9 inches. Your sun rose at 6:02 this morning. And your sun will set at 11:27, giving us 17 hours and 25 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
From KMXT in Kodiak, it's the Alaska Fisheries Report. I'm Terry Haynes.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report is provided by the Stosh and Claudia Anderson Fund. In recognition of the fishing industry, which provides more than 50,000 Alaskan jobs from a renewable source.
The federal body that manages fisheries in Alaska waters has been tasked with coming up with ideas to make fisheries easier to prosecute and more productive. On April 17, 2025, President Trump signed Executive Order No. 14276, titled Restoring American Seafood Competitiveness. Among its provisions is a request to the regional management councils, including the North Pacific Fishery Management Council, to provide recommendations on ways to, quote, reduce burdens on domestic fishing and increase production, close quote. The executive order further specifies that, quote, identified actions should stabilize markets, improve access, enhance economic profitability, and prevent closures, close quote. The sample given on the provided template was a relaxation of a requirement to stow nets below deck when transiting a closed area. Although it is a request, that request has a deadline. In his report to the North Pacific Fishery Management Council at their last meeting, Executive Director David Witherell advised the council that their recommendations are due September 1st of this year. But National Marine Fisheries Service staff indicated that they would still consider council comments through the first few days of October. The executive order includes a call for action, not just recommendations. It stipulates that, quote, the regional fishery management councils will commit to a work plan and a schedule for implementation to ensure these actions are prioritized. close quote.
Statewide support of the Alaska Fisheries Report comes from Satellite Technical Services, providing satellite communication solutions for commercial fishermen across the state of Alaska. Information and dealers can be found at satellitewest.com or by calling 206-321-6896.
Southeast Alaska broke records for rainfall in May, and the general rule of thumb at the Blind Slough hydroelectric plant near Petersburg is the more rain, the more power, the better. As reported by KFSK's Hannah Weaver, Petersburg Borough Utility Director Carl Hagerman says sometimes there is such a thing as too much rain. The hydro plant uses water from a dam at Crystal Lake to generate power. And the record-breaking precipitation Mitkoff Island got in May caused Crystal Lake to spill over earlier this month. Hagerman says the lake spills over about once a year, flowing down Crystal Creek into Blind Slough. But this year, it was more water than usual, so they turned up the plant's power production to the highest it's ever been, and that still wasn't enough to harness all of the extra water. After the water is used by the plant, it flows out into the neighboring Crystal Lake Salmon Hatchery. Bill Gass is the production manager for the company that operates the hatchery, the Southern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association. He says hatchery staff noticed a spike in nitrogen levels in the water, and they were concerned the plant's power increase could be causing it. Too much nitrogen in the water can cause disease and death for salmon. No salmon died at the hatchery this time, but Gass says its staff asked the hydro plant to turn the power back down as a precaution. The hydroelectric plant at Crystal Lake is one of several in southeast Alaska that shares its water source with a hatchery. Gass says most of the time having hydro plant neighbors is a good thing. It's a balancing act between the hydro plant and the hatchery's respective goals of generating as much power as possible and keeping the salmon healthy. And Hagerman says the more power generated locally at Crystal Lake, the less power the borough has to buy from the other hydropower plants, which he says can lower consumers' utility bills. If any compromises need to be made next time the lake spills over, Hagerman and Gass say the hydro plant and hatchery teams will continue to work together.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report comes from the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, working to raise the value of our seafood harvest for the benefit of all Alaskans. On the web at alaskaseafood.org.
The organization that helps oversee federal fisheries off Alaska's coast is scaling back operations due to uncertainty over federal funding. As reported by Theo Greenlee of KUCB, the North Pacific Fishery Management Council meets 5 times a year to help set fishing policies. That includes things like quotas, regulations, and bycatch restrictions. But federal budget cuts under President Donald Trump have whittled down the organization's resources, forcing them to scale back their activities. At a meeting earlier this month, the council said it had received less than half of its federal funds. They got another payment last week. Executive Director Dave Witherell says they've only received about 2/3 of their annual funding. Usually they have it all by March.
This is a highly unusual situation that we're in. We can normally be able to plan our meeting schedule for the year and not have to worry that, you know, the council offices might have to close because we run out of funds to pay staff.
Witherell says they're starting from zero with no rollover from the previous year. He says the council has been told to expect another installment once Congress finalizes a federal spending plan. But for now, there's no timeline and no guarantee.
The funding this year has been coming in dribs and drabs, and it's making it challenging to reserve meeting spaces and to know that we have the funds to host a meeting.
The council is dropping to only 4 meetings next year and will hold its next meeting in October online. In a statement, the council said they're also cutting back on travel and other expenses. They hope to hold an in-person meeting in December, but even that will depend on whether more funding comes through. Commercial fisheries rely on council recommendations in order to open. The council warns that its December schedule is overloaded with time-sensitive matters like chum salmon bycatch.
The Alaska Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association, providing U.S. Coast Guard-accepted, hands-on safety training for all of Alaska's fishermen and their families. AMSEA at amse.org or 907-747-3287.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game has closed the Nanilchik River to sport fishing for all species through July 15th. In their advisory announcement dated June 18th, Fish and Game says, quote, "This restriction is required to achieve the Nanilchik River King Salmon Sustainable Escapement Goal of 9 to 1,600 fish and the broodstock collection goals for stocking the Nanilchik River and Kachemak Bay terminal fisheries in 2026, close quote. Escapement goals for the Nanilchik River's wild king salmon have not been met for the last 3 years. In addition to an escapement goal of 9 to 1,600 kings, another 100 wild fish are needed for use as broodstock for stocking the Nanilchik River. Only naturally produced fish are used for enhancement of the Nanilchik River. They also need about 150 hatchery-bred female fish to stock Cook Inlet's terminal fishery. Despite over 600 hatchery kings already showing up, only 40 of them have been female so far. And the hatchery fish are coming back small, with 60% of them under 20 inches in length. It is expected that all of the large hatchery fish will be needed for broodstock for the Cook Inlet enhancement efforts." Area management biologist Mike Booz said, quote, "Although there are good numbers of hatchery king salmon in the Nanilchik River, the numbers of wild fish and large hatchery fish aren't good enough. Closing the sport fishery will provide the best chance at making the goals." Close quote.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report comes from Madsen, delivering the essentials for everyday life in the last frontier. Learn more at madsen.com/Alaska.
There are many kinds of flares that mariners keep on board. And when those flares expire, they can't just be thrown in the trash or fired off into the water. That's why the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary in Petersburg's Volunteer Fire Department hosted a free event on the 20th to help people dispose of them safely. And as KFSK's Hannah Weaver reports, participants young and old also got hands-on practice at this year's flare-off.
There goes another one.
About 15 people gather at the Scow Bay boat ramp on a cloudy summer evening. Some watch, while others wearing fireproof jackets launch bursts of light into the sky. But despite one young boy's confusion, this is not a fireworks show.
They're fireworks?
Well, no, honey, they're flares.
This is Petersburg's third annual flare-off. Emergency Services Director Aaron Hankins says the event serves two purposes. One is to dispose of expired flares, and the other is to give people a chance to practice using flares safely.
You know, it kind of benefits the public in both ways. So they save a little bit of money on the discharge and get to learn in the process, and what could be better than that?
And it turns out, learning can be fun, especially when pyrotechnics are involved. Petersburg resident Cherie Martin took the opportunity to try out all the different types of marine flares available.
Are you an experienced flare person?
No, this is my first flare, but they've been on the boat for years, and I've never shot any off. And they said, we're coming down here to do this, and I thought, wow, that'll be cool.
Martin uses a walking stick and says she doesn't get on her boat much anymore. So today is more about fun for her.
All right, this is so exciting.
And be careful, because it will be loud.
Hankins shows her how to fire it with the pull of a string, aiming the flare out over the water. That was a rocket flare. It launches through the sky and burns bright until hitting the water, unless it's a dud. There are lots of types of marine flares that all work a little differently. The three main categories are aerial, handheld, and smoke. Smoke flares, for example, should be used during the day.
So these are designed to actually be thrown into the water, and they will float on the surface of the water. You don't actually want to continue to hold them because they get very hot.
but perhaps the most popular type to try out at the flare-off.
That was a parachute flare. And you see, you can kind of see the little parachute as he kind of floats on down.
Henkin says that kind of flare is good for grabbing attention from a distance, especially when it's dark outside. It's a lot to remember, but that's why Henkin says it's important for people, and especially mariners, to come and try it out personally.
They've never really gotten an opportunity to actually use them in a controlled setting.
Even 7-year-old Odin Burrell got in on the fun. With some help from Henkins, he fires off a rocket flare.
We're going to hold this up at a 45, and there's a chain that you pull. I'll show you what that looks like in a second.
So I know what it is.
Odin's bundled up in a beige firefighter's coat that goes down to his ankles, and he sports sunglasses for eye protection.
Are you right-handed or left-handed?
I don't know.
Which hand do you write with?
This hand.
Okay, right. Perfect. 3, 2, 1, pull. Pull hard.
I'm pulling.
Odin's rocket flare gets some impressive distance before landing in the water.
Nice!
Yeah. Woohoo! Oh, hey, we got another one. Can I trade you?
The event ends with a bang. Many of them. Volunteers fire off the rest of the old flares and pack up buckets of burnt material to leave without a trace. In Petersburg, I'm Hannah Weaver.
We'll be right back. got to raise a fuss, Lord, I got to raise a holler. A bottle working on summer just to try to earn a dollar. But Lord, I tried to call my baby, I tried to get a date. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do. Lord, there ain't no cure for the summertime blue. Well, my mama, papa told me, son, you got to make some money. Well, if you wanna use a car to go right next Sunday. But Lord, I didn't go to work, I told the boss I was sick, he said. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do. Lord, there ain't no cure for the summertime blue. I've got to take the weeks, I've got to help up on vacation. I got to take my problem to the United Nations. I done told my congressman and he said, whoa, niggas boy. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do. Lord, there ain't no cure for the summertime blue.
Oh, Programming on KSDP is supported by the Shumigan Corporation. Located in Sand Point, the Shumigan family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sand Point Tavern, the Anchor Inn Motel, and the Anchor Inn Lounge. The Shumigan Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sand Point, on the web at www.shumigan.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Shumigan Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
I want to tell you a story about the house went blue. I come home one Friday, had to tell the landlady I done lost my job. She said, that don't confront me, long as I get my money next Friday. Now next Friday I come, I didn't get the rent, and out the door I went. So I goes to the landlady, I said, you let me slide. I have the rent for it tomorrow, the next day I don't know. So say, let me slide it on, you know, people. I notice when I come home in the evening, she ain't got nothing nice to say to me. But for 5 years, she was so nice. Lord, she would love a dovey. I come home one particular evening. The landlady said, you got the rent money yet? I said, no. Can't find no job. Therefore, I ain't got no money to pay the rent. She said, I don't believe you're trying to find no job. Said, I seen you today, you were standing on a corner, leaning up against a post. I said, but I'm tired, I've been walking all day. She said, that don't confront me, long as I get my money next Friday. Now next Friday I come out, I didn't have the rent, and out the door I went. So I go down the street, down to my good friend's house. I said, look, man, I'm outdoors, you know. Can I stay with you maybe a couple days? He said, let me go and ask my wife. He come out of the house, I could see in his face. I know there was no. He said, I don't know, man. She kind of funny, you know. I said, I know. Everybody funny. Now you funny too. So I go back home. I tell the landlady, I got a job. I'm gonna pay the rent. She said, yeah. I said, oh yeah. And then she was so nice. Lord, she would love it, love it. So I go in my room, pack up my things, and I go. I slip on out the back door. Down the streets I go. She hollering about the front rent. She'll be lucky to get in the back rent. She ain't gonna get none of it. So I stop in the local bar, you know, people. I go to the bar, I rent my coat, I call the bartender. I said, look, man, come down here. He got down there, so what you want? One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. Well, I ain't seen my baby since I don't know when. I've been drinking bourbon, whiskey, scotch and gin. Gonna get high, man, I'm gonna get loose. Need me a triple shot of that juice. Gonna get drunk, don't you have no fear. I want one bourbon, one scotch, one beer. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. But I'm sitting out.
At the bar, I'm getting drunk, I'm feeling mellow. I'm drinking bourbon, I'm drinking scotch, I'm drinking beer. Look down the bar, here comes the bartender. Doesn't look mad. Come down here. So what you want? One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. No, I ain't seen my baby since the night before last. Gotta get a drink, man, I'm gonna get gas. Gonna get high, man, I ain't had enough. Need me a triple shot of that stuff. Gonna get drunk, won't you listen right here? I want one bourbon, one shot, one beer. One bourbon, one shot, one beer. Well, all right. This time, I said, look, man, what time is it? He said, the clock on the wall said 3 o'clock. A last call for alcohol. So what you need? One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. Lord, I ain't seen my baby since a night on a week. Gotta get drunk, man, so I can't even speak. Gonna get high, man, listen to me. One drink ain't enough, Jack, you better make it three. Gonna get drunk, I'm gonna make it real clear. I want one bourbon, one scotch, one beer. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
Find us online at www.apradio.org.
Darkness can help you hide. Trouble's coming without
a saddle and tied on. Western wind is fast and strong. Jump up back, it's good and long. We'll resist till we reach the dawn. Running seems like the best defense. Staying just don't make any sense. No one could ever stop it now. Seems to be everywhere. Heed the spirit that brought despair. Trouble's coming without control. No one's staying that's got a hold.
First day on the job, and I hate it already. 9 to 5:30, it's like a bad dream. Who'd have thought it'd come to this? I had to buy someone else's pills to get the day job. Dead end straight job, yeah. I don't wanna work for you. There's birds in a cage, they clip my wings. Now I can't fly, I used to be guy. Now they call me Dale, I'm the day job. Dead end straight job, yeah. I don't wanna work for you. Yeah. and a silly blue blazer. My life's going nowhere. The hours track by and there's nothing to do, but I gotta look busy having a smoke break outside the Sally's at the day job. Suppose you have missed them. Oh, I almost forgot to ask. Did you hear of my enlistment? Funny, I've been there, and you've been here. We ain't had no time to drink that beer. Cause I understand you've been running from the man that goes by the name of the Sandman. He flies the sky like an eagle in the eye of a hurricane that's abandoned. I understand you've been running from the man that goes by the name of the Sandman. He flies the sky like an eagle in the eye of a hurricane that's abandoned. Stand. You've been running from the man that goes by the name of the Sandman. He flies the sky like an eagle in the eye of a hurricane that's abandoned.